Hanesboro manager Annette Kreitzer met with the Public Safety Advisory Board earlier this month to consult with the board about the hiring process of the next police chief. Kreitzer provided the board with a list of desired qualities for the next police chief, broken down into five categories: personal, administrative, leadership, community engagement, and law enforcement characteristics. She compiled the list based on conversations with police officers, dispatchers, and assembly members. The board unanimously agreed that Sergeant Dryden met those characteristics. Some board members said that they'd like to see the list printed in the Chilkat Valley News so the community could weigh in on personal and community-based interactions with Dryden. Borough code mandates that if Kreitzer advertises to fill the position, a newspaper ad must be published advising the public of the job opening. But this is not the case if she hires internally. While Kreitzer has made it known that she prefers to hire internally for borough positions, she says that Sergeant Dryden is qualified. She said that when she consulted members of the police force, his name came up repeatedly as a preferred choice. The next step is to draft a contract for Dryden, who is currently serving as the interim police chief. The position was left vacant this summer when Kreitzer was unable to negotiate a contract that satisfied former police chief Heath Scott's financial expectations. If Sergeant Dryden were promoted to police chief, he would be moving from a union to a non-unionized position, leaving him ineligible for overtime compensation. Kreitzer told KHNS that in pre-contractual talks, Dryden said one of his criteria would be to have a return-to-position clause written into his contract. Kreitzer said that would likely mean his position would remain vacant for a period of time after the transition, leaving the police with just three officers. Dryden told KHNS that he's waiting on a contract from the manager. He said that his role as interim chief is going smoothly, which he attributes to being surrounded by great staff. If Dryden and Kreitzer agree on a contract, the next step requires assembly approval. All department heads must be confirmed by the assembly. For KHNS, I'm Jen Shelton.